All right. We've now been joined by our pole sitter for the 50th annual Gander RV 400, who visited us a little bit earlier this afternoon, but returning us now with the fastest lap is Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Brakes Chevrolet. We'll open up for questions for Chase. If you have one, please raise your hand and state your name and affiliation. Anybody got a question?
Perfect.
Going once, going, okay. We'll go to Reed.
Man, I thought I was going to get to leave.
I know, right? You go ahead, Reed.
Yeah, lap was, I honestly felt like I got a little tight in one and two, and I was afraid that wasn't going to be good enough, but yeah, car had a really good three and four, and I haven't seen the data, so I really don't know, but if I had to guess, I would guess that, but I could be wrong. Usually when I guess one way, it's usually the other, so, but it was a great lap. Appreciate the effort. It's been a great week, and things can go south a lot quicker than they can go good, so still just a starting spot, but we'll try to take advantage of it with that good pit box on Sunday.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, the sun's out and shining. It's pretty hot now, and it was, it was overcast. It'd been foggy all morning, you know, so typically when the sun comes out, and these other guys have practice all day long, it's going to rubber down. And when it rubbers down, it's going to lose grip. So that's just kind of part of it. And, luckily we were able to get a good one down before it rubbered up too much.
And even with the change, everyone at Hendricks seemed to keep their speed. Is that a good sign, you think, for Sunday too?
I hope so. I mean, I think it's better than the opposition, you know. So, again, I mean, it's just a starting spot. But haven't had many poles, so certainly going to enjoy it. And good Fridays are better than bad ones. So having a good pit box on Sunday, this place they're all important to have that number one pit stall, but this one is for sure. And I think track position is going to be key, so hopefully we can use it to our advantage.
All right. Any final questions? We've got one more in the back.
I can hear you.
How important is momentum when we come to racetracks like this, carrying off of that Talladega win, and how special is it for you to see a HMS front row once again?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, having not only HMS front row, but a team Chevy front row after the Chevy work last week is nice. So hopefully we can keep it going in the right direction. And again, you know, Fridays are Fridays, and Saturdays and Sundays are, you know, very different from what we do, just trying to go fast for two laps. So have a lot of work to do throughout the rest of the weekend, but excited and glad we could get our Napa Brakes Chevy on the front row. And we'll go to work and see what we have.
All right. Chase, we appreciate your time. Congratulations again on the pole winning lap here at Dover.
All right. Thank you.